I woke the first time kind of early, forced myself back to sleep. The second time I woke, it was almost 11. I knew you needed your sleep, though. I went to the bathroom. I was going to the living room, but something in me told me to stick it out. So I returned to the bedroom, only this time I slept at the bottom of the bed. My feet were on the pillow, or near it. I caressed your legs as you're lying, sleeping, or maybe half asleep. I finally got caressing your cock. I could feel it as I reached up your thigh. After a while of that, I did something you might not like. Now that you hated stroking, okay, I begin to suck on you very slowly. It's like I was slowly waking you up in a sexual way, giving you a slow burst of adrenaline. You begin to caress my thighs as I sucked on you. Nope, you didn't ask me to stop so you could get back to sleep. Last night, though, you set your alarm for 3 p.m. You figured that would be enough sleep for both of us. I figured it was checkout time since you said sometime last night about 4 in the afternoon. Still, you loved my sucking on you and continued to stroke me as I did so. I wanted some pre-cum in my mouth and wasn't getting very much. I wanted to get you off just once before I left. I hoped you would remember both times finally. Maybe ask me back. I continued to suck until what I'd have to do to get you to come. I got on top of you. I was very much awake now, and as I struggled to mount a half-asleep guy, I felt you hold me and assist me. You're very hard now. As I start to kiss you, you begin pumping into me. It felt good to be assisted like that. It started out fast and then slowed as we kissed. You lost breath and came to a stop. You were very hard, though, so I started to ride. That breath came back to life on your face. Oh, you loved the feeling of me riding you. So many moans I heard from you. Oh, oh, oh. I started pumping until I heard the right moans, leading your coming into me. I heard it several times and hugged and kissed you. You were panting big time. You came a couple of times more. I could feel it shaking a little. Oh, yes. I could say you quite liked the way I wake up as I whispered, "Good morning." As I sat there and let you catch your breath, I could hear you return a little. Maybe I shouldn't have done that without a... Well, I told you I didn't want to wake you. But should it happen again, I want to give you something that would make you remember this forever. Whether you're tired or ticked or just royally pissed, you could think about that. Anyway, after lying there for a while, you told me you were really awake now. The sun is coming up. I just want to say, good morning.